Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the first few chapters of 1 Samuel, we have the story of when Samuel was born, how he supernaturally was conceived, and then what was going on when he came on the scene. Most of the folks were backslid in the nation when Samuel came on the scene. And the people who were in the ministry, the most high up places, it was the high priest Eli. Come on. And it was his sons, also in the priesthood and ministry. And his sons were wicked men. If you've read the story. Apparently Eli knew something about God. But you know, just because your daddy and mama knew something about God doesn't mean you automatically do. You don't just get it by osmosis. Just by hanging around people. You have to develop your personal relationship with God. And sometimes you see people where that they were around people who really knew God, but they took it all for granted and thought that they could just live like the devil and still be blessed. Well, you can't. And these men were abusing their position in the ministry. Let me read some of it to you. In 1 Samuel 2, verse 12. 1 Samuel 2, 12 says, "Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, sons of the devil." He's talking about preachers now. Said they knew not the Lord. They didn't know God. I wonder if for today there's any preachers around that don't know God. "And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, and while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, he stuck it in the pan, kettle and cauldron and pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So did they in Shiloh and all the Israelites that came there. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, 'Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden or boiled flesh of you, but raw.' If the man said to him, 'Let him not fail to burn the fat presently.'" Now that's because the Lord had told him what to do with the sacrifices. Right. You take all the fat, and that's the Lord's, and you burn it. And these guys are saying, "Nah, I want my cut of meat before that." Just completely ignoring the word of the Lord. Completely ignoring what God told them to do. And they'd go and stick and get the meat out, which was, you know, they were supposed to get a part of it, but not that part. And not then. See, they had no respect for the offerings of the Lord, which means they had no respect for God. So you see people's respect for God in their respect for the things of God.
That's right.
How many know when it's time for church and the singing's going on, you don't just go, they're just singing in there. I'm going to sit down here and eat my lunch on the back seat. Nah, it's the singing and the worship of the Lord. It's time to show some respect. When the offering's coming, they're just passing the plate. No, it's the Lord's offering. Right? It should be shown some respect and some honor. And they were despising the Lord, and they were taking advantage of this. Verse 17, "Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord." The congregation got to where they despised bringing an offering because they knew how these preachers would treat it. You know, there's a phrase in the prophets that said, "As the priest, so the people." Hmm? Everything produces after its own kind. You see here, he went on down in verse 22, Eli was very old. And he heard all that his sons did to all Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They're having sex with the women that came. And they're stealing offerings. How many understand this is serious? Is this because of ignorance on their part? Bless their hearts. They just didn't know no better. No, this is not. So do they need instruction?
No.
This is really important tonight. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
What does ignorance need?
Instruction.
What does rebellion need?
Discipline.
Not instruction.
No.
Rebellion doesn't need instruction. Rebellion needs discipline.
Yes.
It's not time to talk. It's time to do. Did they need instruction? These boys, did they need instruction?
No.
No, they knew better than this. What did they need?
Discipline.
They needed correction. They needed reproof and rebuke. Right? They were having relations with the women that came. They're stealing offerings. And Eli said to them, verse 23, "Why do I hear such things? I hear of your evil dealings by all these people. No, my sons, it's no good report that I hear." Bad. You make the Lord's people to transgress. Little nothing. Slap on the hand. Right? What should he have done? How many understand this didn't start last week? How did this thing get to this place? How did it get so far out of hand? This started with boys back talking him when they were 10 years old. He obviously was weak with these boys. What should he have done? The first thing he heard about one of these boys abusing the offering of the Lord, the first time, he should have called him in. He should have said, "What is this I hear? Did you do that? Did you take some of the offering of the Lord that didn't belong to you? If I hear of this one more time, you are out. You're out. I know you're my boy, but you are out of the priesthood. If I hear of it one more time." And if they had done it again, what should he have done? Put them out. Put them out. Yeah, but that's their occupation and that's their identity. I don't care. He had a responsibility before the Lord. I said, that's hard. No, let me tell you what's hard. Both of your boys dying in young manhood in the prime of their life. Which is what happened. That's what's hard. And that's what people don't see. They think, well, it's just too hard. I had a lady sit across my desk one time and just cry her eyes. I said, she had a 5-year-old. And she said, "I just can't do a thing in the world with this." She just, I can't spank her. I just love her too much. No, you don't love her enough.
Yeah.
You don't love her enough.
Come on.
What do you mean, Brother King? Well, you can't stand how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
For the child to not like you for a few minutes. Did you hear me? So it ain't got nothing to do with loving the child. It's you not wanting to go through anything. When you love somebody, you'll put up with them not liking you. If it helps them, if it saves them, if you really care about it. It's just too hard. No, let me tell you what's hard is you getting called out of bed at 2 a.m. when they're 14 years old. Having to go down to the police station. That's what's hard. Or finding them in a ditch somewhere. That's what's hard. But people haven't seen the connection. God is good and he can be severe when you don't listen to him. What about you? What about me? We're supposed to act like him. Not mean, not abusive, but we just say, when we say we're going to do something, count on it.
Yeah.
Don't say it unless you mean it.
Uh-huh.
If you tell them, "You do that one more time and I'm going to spank you." If you don't spank them when they do it one more time, you're a liar.
Yep. That's right.
Did you hear me? So don't say it unless you mean to do it.
That's right.
But when you say it, you do it. Was it an actual spanking, Brother Keith? Well, the Bible talked about, and like we've already said, we're not talking about backhanding somebody. We're not talking about hitting a child with a shoe. We're not. We're not talking about hitting somebody with a belt buckle.
That's right.
But God has designed children in such a way that there's extra padding on certain parts of their anatomy. You can take a little smooth board or something and you can apply pressure on that particular part and it'll sting and it'll be red and it'll affect their little souls. Somebody say, well, I'm afraid I'll break their spirit. Some spirits need to be broken.
That's right.
Some spirits need to be rebuked and removed.
Yeah. That's right.
They need to learn. You don't listen to mom, you don't listen to dad, it's going to cost you something.
Right.
Now, a lot of times with older children, that's not the most effective thing anyway. It's losing driving privileges.
Uh-huh.
It's not being able to go with your friends.
Yeah.
Any number of things.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's the answer to all these questions? Being led by the Holy Spirit every day. He will show you what's appropriate, what's too much, what's too weak. He'll show you. And the big thing is that you never do anything in anger. You never do anything for selfish motive and reason. It's always love. A lot of times, you know, if something really bugs you and really rubs you the wrong way, you just need to smile and say, I'm on go right now.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about this later. Right? And you can catch yourself in mid-sentence. You can. You can say, I want you to know something. God loves you. And Daddy loves you. And I'm going to go pray now. You can catch yourself. But then don't just let things slide indefinitely and forget and forget. Deal with it. They may think you've forgotten. But then when something comes up, you go, uh-uh. Oh, what do you mean no? You remember that first part of the week? Yeah, but I thought, no, no thinking, no discussion. That's it.
That's right.
Go to your room, spend some extra time waiting on the Lord. Take advantage of this extra time that you have. Glory be to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me